Yes? Mac, hi.
How are you, my friend?
I'm just fine. I hear the papers are full of poison this morning.
Oh, it's terrible. Just terrible.
Yeah.
And quite contrary to the assurances and representations received yesterday morning.
Well, it isn't so.
Well, there must be some person or something somewhere.
No, I just think that's the wrong way to look at it. I think what, I'm sorry to say, I mean, sure, we'll look in and see, but I think what we're dealing with here is a very active disposition to believe this on
no, but,
very large numbers of people, and then they take evidence from innocence way down the line and turn it around. That's
but we've got to find out who... We've got to find out who did it. Who started it?
Listen, let me just tell you what's going on here. You've got 23,000 U.S. troops, and you've got 150 reporters.
Yeah.
They go and they turn the thing around the way they want it. That is what's going on. Nobody is doing this.
Well,
you have to begin with that assumption. No, we really aren't in business. We've been up and down it with every commander.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, it's not my department. What I'm calling you about is this. You can imagine the kind of time I have had across the pond from you.
Yeah.
I'm doing everything I can, and I think I'm making some a little progress.
Yeah.
But what I want to recommend to you most urgently is that you continue discussions with Mr. G just as if nothing had happened.
I've already sent him that word. He
oh, that's
one meeting this morning because of that he was going to have with the man I've been trying to keep him in touch with.
Yeah.
But this is not surprising. He's engaged actually with receiving the widow.
Sure.
And I've sent word by Harry that I certainly hope to see him the moment he's free.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that because they're beginning. They have launched the charge to me that the whole thing has not been in good faith.
Well, they're getting that from downtown because there's a very complicated back and forth between them.
No, I think
from the beginning.
I think I'm pretty sure that they're getting it from their own hearts.
Yeah, both, I expect.
You know, that it's highly emotional.
I would
urge that you just go ahead and continue talking.
No, I can agree. I left him at 9 o'clock last night. I called him myself when I heard of this tragedy.
Yeah.
I told him that, in my view, we should, you know, that he and I knew that any story of shooting in the back was clear nonsense. He agreed entirely. We undertook to offer all the courtesies, and we're in very good human relations.
Yeah.
There's no problem there. There are a mountain of other problems which make this a poor day to do anything but keep in touch for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
You got a chance to read 1830?
Yeah.
I think that the problems are, this is still accurate. Probably the emotional fervor is even higher on the side you're dealing with than I guessed it would be. I have a number of problems about this piece of paper. Have you got it in front of you?
Yeah.
Is it a good time to talk about it?
Yeah. Yes, let me say one thing to you first.
Yeah.
J.B., you know whom I mean?
Yeah.
Last night, sent word that he is preparing his statement, and he wants to be sure that the facilities are available. He finally agreed that it was okay to use those facilities under the three initial arrangement that you made.
He'd better agree. We won't get him otherwise.
Right, but I say he did agree.
Yeah, how did he expect to use them?
Under his side.
He thought he was a fruitcake.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's worked out.
I say that because you've got a fundamental problem of power here that has got to be coped with.
I understand. All right, now we can go ahead and finish anything you want.
Yeah. Two things. One, this really relates back to 1824, which you may not have had time to go into, which is a hell of a long piece of paper about possible documents of understanding.
Well, I just started on that. Too many things have been happening.
Don't answer this now. but since there is back and forth, you know YLF is on his way over here.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, he decided to come with her, and I didn't stop it because
I see.
I didn't think I should in a human situation.
Are you sure that he did?
I've been told.
I don't believe that. Unless I misunderstand a message, I was on 67 phones this morning and somebody else took the message.
Well, we'll see when he gets here. If he isn't, it's no problem. If he is, I have a problem, which is that I am not, until we're sure, we won't do it.
I'm pretty sure he is not.
Well,
I've looked at the message again. He went to the airport with her and over on the other side, but then just left her there.
Well, you may be right. Mine is a second-hand information.
And I'm supposed to call him at his home. That's the message I have.
Well, then you must have it right.
Yeah.
In any event, when you have a chance to read 1824, there's a request that she gave to me to send everything in that over to your friend. As you'll see, one part of 1824 is a pretty private piece of paper, and you want to be careful about it.
Yeah.
So, in other words, another way of putting it is the second sentence in paragraph 8 of my 1830 needs your comment. My guess is that we want to hold back on that till we have it just the way we want it. But you should think.
Yeah, well, give us a little time here. It's been
frantic. Don't worry, that can wait. The only reason it might become urgent was if YLF was going back. Now, the other thing I need more urgent help on is paragraph 7. Of 1830.
Yeah. There was a little discussion of that this morning on the phone, but he's unavailable for a while here.
I understand.
And we'll get together a little later.
Let me tell you what the timing is down here, that it's awfully hard to prepare a contingency when you've got 30 things to do. So we need an hour or two notice, and we need a couple of hours to tell the people that we're going to do it. And it would be helpful if we could know by noon your time. Is that workable?
What time? I think so.
1 o'clock your time would be fine. Lunchtime, essentially.
I rather think so, because I hope he'll have a little time in between.
You see, I believe that together, Cy and I could play the two sides of the street and turn a good deal of this noise around.
One reason
you have all this stuff is that people are getting it only from the other side and only off the cuff. It's literally true that nobody with any right to speak has done any talking whatsoever since we landed, which creates an environment in which it's our fault if they get bummed out.
Well, hell, the same thing's true here, which I don't like either. I'll do the best I can.
Well, it's really that is the reason for the trouble. It isn't people feeding the air, it's that there's nothing feeding against them.
Yeah. Just a minute. I got somebody here.
Right. Let's
talk to you, Smith.
Want me to hang up?
No, hold on. It's Smith.
Right.
Mac.
Yeah.
Really at 11 or stay at noon, we'll be confronted with this question: did you or did you not help these people?
Yes, I know. And I happened to get John Crimmins by playing telephone operator.
All right.
And I told him that Bob and Cy have agreed that Cy will get it straightened out down here.
All right.
We think that's better, that they should simply say, full information on this point will be provided by fully authorized senior officers at the embassy.
Okay, clear. Thank you.
We are also providing bits and pieces. The exact situation is in our 1809.
Right.
With the one addition that everybody should understand, and this is why you're getting to everybody, that it's SOP at the LOC.
Okay.
That you don't go through with weapons.
Right.
Now that does mean that if people in a fight get backed up against that line, they have a choice between leaving their weapons or staying where they are.
Very good.
But we can't be in the position of allowing armed forces of either side back and forth, or in effect, we're nothing.
Okay. All right, I'll pass this to George, who's waiting.
That is what gets turned around, and people ought to know that in their own heads, even if they're not authorized spokesmen.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll be back to you later.
Bye.